You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Delvanius and the Fascinations.
Cause every head in the place to stop and stare. Yeah, yeah, music is a lover. Music turns her on and on. Music is a lover. Music turns her on and on.
That was Dalvanius. This is Mark Williams, a track called Disco Queen. And the reason we're playing it for you this morning is because a new compilation has just been released today. It's called Heed the Call, Whakarongo Ngā Tamariki, 17 Prime Soul Funk and Disco Cuts from Aotearoa, 1973 to 1983. Ooh. In the studio with us is Alan Perrott. Hey Alan, how are you?
I'm very, very well. Very excited, thanks.
And on the line with us from Australia, Mark Williams. Hi Mark, how are you?
I'm good, thanks Mikey.
How exciting, guys. This is a timely compilation that is so vital.
Oh, it is. It is. Hey, kia ora, mate, Mark.
Oh, kia ora there, Alan.
Long time no talk.
That's right.
So stoked to have this. I can't stop playing the record, though.
So who's responsible for the compilation? Is that you, Alan?
Well, John Baker did most of the work.
John Baker again,
yeah,
eh?
Always,
right.
Always.
Yeah. It celebrates an amazing period in New Zealand music. Mark, you were right there. This is you singing. You were right there in amongst it. Describe what it was like performing this type of music in New Zealand in between 1973 and 1983.
This is the first time I've actually heard that song since.
How do you feel? Can you feel the boogie rising?
I can see somebody's bushy tailed and coming out from the bush.
So what I mean, Mark, what was it like in New Zealand playing music in those years?
Those years? Oh, I remember, the clubs were fantastic. The music was great, and you know, like, and the pubs, wherever we got to play, or wherever I got to play, and seeing these other guys like Dalvanius and all of them, it was just, it was a fantastic time, really.
It was around the same time as the birth of funk and soul and all drifting in from other parts of the world. That must have been exciting for a musician.
Oh, yes, for us, it was. I think what it was, it just brought it to the front. Disco brought this to the, you know, all that soul and funk that had been, you know, emerging, was finally sort of came to the radios, you know. So we all got to hear it and all got to sort of jump onto it because it was something, it was rhythm, you know, it was just fantastic. We were moving away from the acid rock days and all of that sort of stuff and Woodstock into something that, you know, a lot of Maoris I know could relate to.
Sorry, can I just cut in there?
Yeah, cool.
Talking to Carl Gordon from Golden Harvest, and he got into music basically because he saw you play at Ferguson Intermediate at Notara. He says hi.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So when you were playing places like Ferguson Intermediate and Otara, what sort of music were you playing then, Mark? Was that sort of the beginning?
It was the beginning of my life. I can't remember, actually. All I know is that it was based around all those artists that I loved, you know, like Aretha Franklin and, you know, all of those people, you know. Something like that was in there. That's all I can remember. It was just a lot of dancing. That's what was going on. And I played at intermediate school, high schools, you know, lunchtime at the Auckland Uni, all those sort of places.
Do you remember how? I mean, I imagine that you guys were probably at the forefront of discovering disco and that sort of thing when it really took off. Do you remember how New Zealand received it initially?
I don't really.
Don't remember.
No, I don't remember the actual. You know, like the era. I just. I think it was like it really took off in Australia. I remember it really took off in Australia, and I came over just for a quick visit to see what Australia was like around about 1975, 76, yeah. And it was the thing that was going on. I probably a little bit later it started to sort of really pick up in New Zealand. In fact, probably after I left, which was 77. So, you know,
you did a lot of the groundwork for it. I mean, what was it like? I mean, how would you describe that certain talent that people like Dave Vanius and Prince Tuiteka, Tina Cross, and like those two, those sort of people had that take on it that they sort of they brought to the genre?
Well, look, I would say that people like Dave Vanius brought it to the country, brought that, and Collision brought it into the country, because they were sort of like. Well, I know as far as Dave Vanius, he'd had his schooling outside of New Zealand, and when he came back like with a big bang.
A big bang of funk.
That's right, bang of funk. It was just absolutely wild. And then I'd hear about Collision and them playing down Wellington when I was living down there. So it was like a groundswell that was going on. I don't really know how it sort of took off commercially, but all I know is that I was in amongst it while it was sort of, you know, developing, you know, that were happening. And it was just a really exciting time.
But music aside as well, the clothes that you're wearing, I mean, you're making those yourself. I mean, where did that come from?
It was an instinct for me to be visual as well as musical, if you know what I mean. I was really influenced by the glam and by, you know, the acid rock. I was influenced by it, because that's what I first heard when I first joined a band. I'm Dargaville.
And plus, you know, those guys look freaky. And, you know, that's exciting, you know.
I kind of like that stuff. that's what I wanted to. I did it instinctively. I just did it. I just thought, well, the only way I can do this is to sort of, you know, get on stage is to actually create some kind of alter ego. And they'll give me the nerves to get up there and go for it. So I never used to think about it. Used to just do it.
Nice. For those of you who haven't seen the cover of the album, it's a black and white photo which features Mark Williams with a pretty amazing microphone size afro, some beautiful hoop earrings, a good chain, and a beautiful, what looks like the top of a satin one piece. It is a sharp look.
And the Yandel sisters.
Alan's suggesting that one of the Yandel sisters has given you the eye there, Mark, in the photo.
That's Pauline, yep.
Yep, confirmed.
I remember.
keep your eyes on the road, love. Hey, as well as yourself on the compilation, Mark, we've got Dave Vanius and the Fascinations, Collision, the Johnny Rocco Band, the 1860 Band, Inbetweens, Tina Cross, Golden Harvest, the Pink Family, Prince Tuiteka, the Yandel Sisters, Sonia and Ski, Ticket, Larry Morris, Herb McKay, and the Totals.
God, that's exciting.
What about that for a get together?
I know. This is not a greatest hit. This is just an era of something that, some groundswell that was really going on. Underneath all of the, the Ready to Roll and everything that was going on TV and radio, this was going on. Leo DiCastro and Johnny Rocco Band, what an amazing voice. And of course, you know, like Prince Tuiteka.
I love that. I remember that Prince Tuiteka album when he's got the motorcycle helmet.
Yeah,
that's just such a classic.
I bet
you never thought that 40 years down the track, Mark, that there'd be a compilation like this come out.
I never dreamed it. You know, I've been trying to search for these songs ever since I kind of found out. I can't find a few of them.
Hey, well, you can now.
I guess I can now.
It's a question for you, Alan. How hard was it to find these tracks?
Well, a lot of them are the collector's grails, the big albums that people chase, but it's the ones that I'm happiest with are the ones that are going to be surprises to people, like the Totals, Sonia and Ski. And that was a matter of, Baker did most of that work, charging around, just talking to everybody. Have you ever heard a really cool track that no one else has heard? And then chasing to the end of the earth, trying to find copies of them.
Wow.
So some of them, the masters don't exist, so they had to be taken off vinyl. But yeah, it's just been a labour of love, really. So getting out there and going to the end of the earth, trying to find these songs that are just going to surprise a lot of people.
It is amazing what you guys have done, Alan. Absolutely amazing.
Pleasure.
The moment I heard about it, when you guys contacted me, I couldn't believe it that you'd gone to that much effort.
Hey, Mark, thank you so much for talking to us. You're still deeply entrenched in music at the moment, aren't you?
I still am, yes. I'm just about to catch a plane down to Victoria, and I'm with Dragon. I'm fronting Dragon, and I've been with them for about 13 years. So we still work.
Still got the work.
Powerful work.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, I'm Mark.
We still work, yeah.
Appreciate you taking time to talk to us this morning, and congratulations for being making the cut on the on Heed the Call, which is the name of this compilation, and all the very best to you.
Thank you, Mikey. Thank you, Alan.
Pleasure, man.
Hey, Alan, we're going to play a track now off the compilation,
yep,
by the Totals.
Tell us a little bit about that. A little three-piece band came out of Napier.
Of funk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Did nightclubs there, Top Hat, Gatsby.
Both of them?
Yeah. I think three.
About nightclubs? Good old nightclubs, eh? Can we just have a whoop whoop for nightclubs?
But the guy leading the band, Murray Hancocks, wrote the track. But he's clearly an interesting chap. He had a band, Pussyfoot, Springhill Jack, and then they became Pooh Bear. And that's a three-piece band. This is the track that they recorded as Pooh Bear. And this is, I think, the fourth remix of it, done by sort of one of the hidden heroes of this album, Ian Morris. Recording genius. There's a few tracks on here that his touch, like the in-betweens, he's put an effect on the kick drum and the bass line that just gives it this sleaze that's just, ooh, it's just dirty. You need a shower after hearing it.
The compilation's called Heed the Call, Whakarangana Tamariki, 17 prime soul funk and disco cuts from Aotearoa, 1973 to 1983.
With interviews and liner notes by Alan himself, with the artists themselves, so it's a real package.
What a ripe time for New Zealand music.
Oh yeah.
Hey Alan, thank you so much for coming in. Once again, the name of the compilation is Heed the Call, Whakarongo Ngātamariki, 17 Prime Soul Funk and Disco Cuts from Aotearoa 1973 to 1983, put together by yourself and John Baker, and some of the greatest talent in the country.
Exactly. I'm so excited, I'm going to go home and play it again.
All right. And that's available today.
Yes, today it is.
The day. Woo!
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.